What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 44 of SBR Reports. Vita physical death in a new Pokemon Switch game? Exclamation point, question mark?
Dot, 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 what?
I mean, okay, we've got rumors, we've got leaks. These companies need to keep a tight ship.
Insert dead meme here.
Yes, somewhere. Somewhere there's...
I said dead meme because we're getting old, apparently.
I mean...
Generation... I had a five-year-old call me ancient today.
Well, I don't think that five-year-old's going to do very well in history class. Now, will they? But...
Let's continue.
All right, going on to our first story of tonight. We have, actually, before our first story, for everyone who will be listening to this at the time that you should be listening to this, which would be on the lovely day of Friday, we will actually be at ASIN in Rosemont. And for those who aren't familiar with ASIN, Anime Central...
Wow, you are so corny tonight.
Yes, I am.
Oh, Jesus. Take the wheel.
All right, but
no
yes.
No more sugar for you.
I am completely fine with that. But, yes, we will be at ASIN. You'll be seeing me in my lovely costume. I think I can pretty much tell them what it's going to be.
I mean, there's a whole Koopa cell on our Instagram. They don't know what it is at this point. Y'all need to get...
All right, so basically, I'm going to be Wedding Bowser from Super Mario Odyssey, from the Nintendo Switch. It is a costume that my wife made, and it is going to be fantastic.
His wife also made my vest for my cosplay,
and she is going to be the lovely and adorable Isabel from Animal Crossing.
You know, we sort of. I know we said a Nintendo thing, but maybe we should have just stuck to one game.
I mean,
because
we tried. You know what? You can try and be. We can't be Freya from God of War. Let's see. You could try and. You know, we'll try to figure something out. We'll try and go for another company to dress up as. Well, to dress up from characters as next time. But. Let's go back on to our first story, and it seems as if Microsoft is once again pioneering the way with a accessible controller, Ms. Duvall.
So, I actually really think this is really cool. They pretty much have this kind of weird looking DJ keypad thing that someone named, I'm not going to even try to say what this is, you scene kid. No offense, but HOXOD, and you guys know what that the middle of that looks like.
Yeah, Hoxod. Hoxod, I guess. Now, likely it's going to be revealed that this is going to be shown at E3, and the fact that Microsoft has had controllers specially designed for people who are who need special accessibility options. Let's just put it like that. And to have a controller for them is basically opening another door saying, hey, if our normal controller doesn't work for you, we still want you to enjoy our products, i.e., hey, still spend your money with us. We're going through this effort to make sure that, you know, this works for you.
Yeah, some people at first that didn't know what this was, it's like, oh, I don't want this. This looks horrible. But the thing is that...
It's not for you!
Calm down. We don't yell at those who didn't know. We yell at those who choose to still be a dick afterwards. Okay. Those are who we yell at. Remember, we bring them in with kindness and then we punch them in the face if they keep acting like jackasses.
Noted.
Okay. But yeah, I just think it's really cool. From what I've been reading since, like, you know, this is a leak, I'm taking everything with a grain of salt. But, like, you know, some people were saying you could connect different things to it for, like, you know, your special disability. Like, let's say you have the thing from the ice bucket. I cannot remember. ALS?
Yeah, ALS, yeah. I believe you are correct.
Or anything along that spectrum of that, that would probably be really beneficial to people. And, like, you know, I just think it's really cool because everybody should be able to play video games.
Yeah.
Granted, that might sound like a first world problem, but you know what? We're getting there.
And, you know, because I want to make sure that people realize that we at Star Button Review do not just focus on
Nintendo
stuff. Not only do we have something about Microsoft, but we also have something for you Sony ponies out there. And that's the fact that they stopped making physical games for the PlayStation Vita.
You know, it took them long enough. I'm surprised it took them this long.
Well, I mean, for a while, they were still combating all the piracy issues first. So I think at this point, it's kind of going... It's starting to go the way of the Wii U at this point, where we're just gonna stop production of this, and then all the modders will rejoice about the fact that they don't have to worry about another patch or update, because I believe the last time you had mentioned this, Ms. Duvall, it was just a glorified MP3 player to you.
Yeah, but this also, remember this, it first came out and it just didn't really have a lot of games, except, you know, Persona 4 Golden, which I played countless times.
Oh, I remember Lumines.
Oh, you know what? That game is fun. I like that game.
But now it's coming to the Switch, so...
Yeah. Well, then, yeah. So I get to go back to being that one person that looks like a stoner, but I swear I'm not a stoner.
Right.
Because my boss might be listening.
Now, remember, it's not as if they're going to stop production of the Vitas entirely. It's just the physical game. So the possibility of you seeing new games for the Vita is going to be highly unlikely, which means that those used games that you see over at GameStop, go pick those up. Most commonly are the Danganronpa and Persona franchise. Okay, for the Persona, you should just pick it up because it's Persona. Trust me, it is not a waste of your money.
Games are really good too, though.
Okay, but I can't speak on those, though I have seen lots of trailers and very weak cosplay, and a lot of people on Musical.ly dress up as people from Danganronpa, so I might have to pick that up.
Hashtag Mr. Gamers on Musical.ly, because I decided to make him that one weird adult that does weird things on children apps.
Okay, excuse me, but, fishy love?
So, anyway, you know, you had mentioned GameStop. What else is going on with GameStop?
They lost their CEO after 3 months.
That's amazing. I love this. This tea.
This is terrible. So, right. Michael Mahler, who was a longtime GameStop executive, was... only back in February recently made the new chief executive officer. It is now May 16th and he is resigning. And he made a statement saying, given my tenure and familiarity with the company and our associates, it is a natural step for me to, okay. That is from Daniel DiMatteo, who is the interim CEO. My apologies, I misspoke. There was not a statement led by Michael.
He's just left for personal reasons.
For personal reasons. Okay. Now, here's my thought. If your CEO, mm-hmm. if you have people crumbling from the top, what's going to happen on down?
See, the thing is, because he said personal reasons, we don't know if it's a GameStop thing or, you know, something actually happened that made him have to leave.
But... 3 months, though.
I mean...
3 months.
I mean, you know, life doesn't wait on nobody. I could literally get a promotion tomorrow and then, like, you know, find out my aunt's dog died and I have to leave for, like, a month because we're going to spread his ashes in Israel.
Okay, but going back with this huge company, like, this is GameStop. This is... sell you a game for $60 and then give you $30 just to sell it for $50. This company has already apparently been doing terrible. According to this article from GameSpot, the stock right now is at $12.55, which is about half of what it was a year ago. And I am just seeing so much sort of pandering to bring people in, where it's like cell phones and tablets and trading cards and things like that. Like, you are really trying your best to bring people in when, though I'm not the biggest fan of it, if it turns out to be the only option, the digital market is booming.
Yeah, that's true.
And with digital market, you really can't sell a used digital game. There really isn't such a thing as a used digital game. So if that's truly becomes the case, what are places like GameStop actually going to do?
But again, that's technically speculation because he hasn't made an official statement. But this tea is still boiling.
Oh boy, is it.
I am just waiting for it to spill of odor.
I'm more so concerned.
I have my sticker cubes ready.
Oh my goodness. I'm more so concerned because here's the thing. Excuse my French. Shit always falls from the top. It always does.
Yeah.
So if, I mean, yes, personal reasons, okay. But considering that I being with my day job, being in the corporate world, trust me. If it happens at the top, it can transfer on down very, very easily.
Hey, Mr. Gamer.
Yes.
You had mentioned earlier that we don't always just talk about Nintendo.
Well, that is until we do.
Oh, okay.
Because we need to collectively figure out everything that we know as far as the rumors. Let me make sure that that is clear. These are rumors. These are not anything that has been officially stated from Nintendo, from Game Freak, from Niantic. And the reason why I'm mentioning all these people is for the reason that we might be getting a new Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch that has the possibility of being integrated with Pokemon Go.
That's dumb.
I don't know. I really don't.
I hope that's not true. That's...
All right, so let's start from the beginning.
Am I going to be able to pretend I'm 11 years old going on an adventure?
Well, technically, that's what you're supposed to be able to do with Pokemon Go, but you're supposed to be able to do it with all your friends. And I think, how many years ago has it been since Pokemon Go has been out? And we still haven't gotten trading?
When did Miitomo come out? Like... Oh. 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pokemon Go came out about, I think, a year after that then.
So you're telling...
2 years.
So let's just say over a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
So over a year and a half, and we still haven't gotten the aforementioned trading that we were supposed to be getting.
Oh, shoot. That was supposed to be a thing.
We were supposed to be able to trade Pokemon because of all the different regions. You can only get this Pokemon in this region unless you use, like, a bot and somehow jumped yourself all the way to Australia to go get the Kangaskhan or something like that. Remember the trading we were supposed to be getting? But anyway, I digress.
Wow, back to sound bitter.
Not at all. Back to this rumor roundup. So, one of the first things that we see is a post from 4chan, which states this. Yellow remakes for Pokemon Switch. There's two versions. There's Pikachu, and then there's Eevee. Red and Blue play a role in the story, the new trainers. You and your rivals are the new trainers. Following Pokemon Return, everything from the previous generation, HM still replaced with Poke Ride from the Alolan region, which means that everything that came from Sun and Moon will be into this version. Online has a hub for players. Not really sure what that means. Are they going to be talking like with what Dragon Ball Fighter has, where since you get into a lobby and then you can fight with people, is it going to
Would it be kind of like in Pokemon Sun and Moon with the festival place?
Well, I suppose. I mean, I guess the online hub doesn't necessarily have to be competitive, but that's kind of what I automatically assume with Pokemon. But I guess it could be that for the trading aspect as well. Now, this also mentions Pokemon Go integration, which I already think is going to be garbage. I don't have any faith about anything like that because I've just lost faith in Pokemon Go. Catching Pokemon works like in Go. What? So if that's the case, are you no longer battling? I mean, because you at least still battled in Sun and Moon.
I want to be able to beat the crap out of my Pokemon before I catch them. Dang it.
Okay, now see, this is where, and now mind you, this is just the first, kind of the first glimpse that we get from this. Rewards in-game and in-go for linking the two together.
No.
So, what?
That is such pandering.
New accessory can be used with both Go in the game. So you're going to have your Pokemon Go Plus and then something else? Like,
that's pandering.
Like, I don't, I highly, okay, I, first of all, I highly doubt that. And then there's, as the article goes further, they then explain essentially how the gentleman who is Mr. 3524933 states that that's probably not going to happen. But let's start with what was posted. There's a screen grab by Emily, the administrator of, obviously, the very popular video game website, Resetera, or Reset Era, however you want to state it. So let's start by recapping the notorious Emily Rogers activity and the rumor mill regarding to the new Pokemon title. Emily stated on Resetera that she has reason to believe that Pokemon Switch will be an RPG with at least two versions and hit the store shelves by 2018. Okay, fine. Based off of what we've seen before, where you have what looks to be Detective Pikachu and Eevee, alright, so we're going to be getting two versions. Typically when a Pokemon game is released, it's two versions. Alright, got it.
Unless it's like, you know, random Pokemon.
Or like Pokemon Mystery Dungeon or something like that. So, aside from restating that the title would be announced by the end of the month, she dropped a bunch of Pokemon Go stats and asked people to consider what Nintendo could be learning from the mobile title's success. Could they really call it a success, though?
You know what? Let them lie to themselves. You know what? You can't let people, make people who choose to be blind see the light.
Now, the one thing that I wanted to stress with this is...
It's a rumor?
Well, okay, yes. That's obviously, all of this should be taken with the biggest grain of salt you can possibly find.
From the Dead Sea.
Seriously, what I want you to do is, I want you to go find someone that you really like and watch them get their ass kicked in a fighting game. That salt that you feel, materialize that and hold this while you listen to this. All right? It's that much salt. Because here's the thing. You notice how they keep calling it a Pokemon RPG? They're not calling it a Pokemon game. When Sun and Moon came out, it was just a Pokemon game. Yeah. But anytime we ever heard anything about this new Nintendo, this Pokemon game coming to the Switch, it was a new Pokemon RPG. As if you won't be doing what you've been typically doing for whatever formula they think isn't working or won't work on the Switch, they're trying to switch it up.
Makes sense. It's only one screen.
Yes, but I will also take this into consideration. The Switch is more powerful than the 3DS, but even Sun and Moon was really nice for being on the 3DS.
Sun and Moon was so beautiful.
It was Sun and Moon was just
my
glorious.
Character was actually tall and a year older.
So the article then goes to mention, in an interview with Game Informer, and this is the Pokemon developers, an interview with Game Informer back in 2016 when asked about the cross-promotion between Go and the then-released Sun and Moon, serial's producer Junichi Masuda stated, quote, "We definitely want to have some kind of connectivity, some way the games can interact. I think a lot of people maybe learned about Pokemon for the first time with Go, the core concept of throwing out a Pokeball and catching a Pokemon, so we don't want to waste that," Masuda went on to say. "We want to have a way for people who enjoyed one to enjoy some of their progress in the other." Now, that then followed over with Tom from Eurogamer, who posted a tweet of a very nice looking shirt, which interestingly enough definitely looks like some sort of overworld map sort of thing. So once again, this is all speculation. Now, what isn't so much speculation is when we start getting into the names, and I want to make sure that this is clear. When it was first announced that we would have the possibility of knowing the names of this game, it was actually found out that a corporation that doesn't necessarily say that it was Nintendo, but May 15th, two domains were registered, PokemonLetsGoEevee.com and PokemonLetsGoPikachu.com.
Hashtag, I would totally choose Eevee. I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, I know, you're just not up with the chew, but that's fine. Now, we have no idea that this is... Obviously, with this, it doesn't say that it is Nintendo. But CSC Corporate Domains, the people who registered it, are the same company that Pokemon developer Game Freak and Nintendo used to register their previous games, including Sun and Moon. So, that is real important. Now, the article then goes on to try to explain the gameplay, which unfortunately we don't really get much of gameplay as we get a picture of the screen, which unfortunately doesn't really do much. What it does show is that there is a Eevee sitting on top of a player's head and they ride across, which you can definitely see to be as Lapras. Now, this is very familiar with Sun and Moon, where you would have your ride Pokemon, like you would have one to break rocks, you would have one where you could fly, you would have one where you can surf. Now, this definitely seems to be pulling from Sun and Moon and Ultra. Let me make sure I include that. But this is not true gameplay. And please, by all means, definitely take a look at this on my website. And really, like, try to get into this, because this is a whole lot of stuff to be leaked. And unfortunately, we're just going along with so much speculation because we don't have anything.
Yeah, because we don't have anything yet. I honestly, like, I want to be excited, but
I feel like this is definitely, like, hype up for E3. This is just so much hype up for E3.
I really feel like at this point, companies just let leaks happen.
Oh, I believe that. I believe because they know that people like us will then report on it. But, unfortunately, I have no clear evidence that any of this is true. The only thing that I could say for certain is true is that those domains were definitely registered by that company. And that company also registered previous games, the previous Sun and Moon games for Game Freak and Nintendo. That is the only thing that I could say with 100% certainty. I would love to be significantly more excited about this. Unfortunately, we just have to play the waiting game. But one, the last note that the article makes is that Pikachu and Eevee-centric merch line will be coming to the Japanese Pokemon Center on May 19th.
That's exciting.
Now, the fact that they will be releasing those two specific characters definitely says that, hey, you should be thinking about this.
And those are the two fan favorites.
They are. I mean,
Pikachu's just a goddamn mascot.
Detective Pikachu, for goodness sakes. And Eevee is arguably the cutest.
I listen to the voice, so I don't care.
Okay, well, I didn't do the voice. But Eevee is arguably the cutest.
Eevee is literally the Pokemon that can become whatever you want. Yes.
All right. So
she has purpose.
So, do you think that this is just a whole lot of hot air? Are you excited about it? Please, tweet me, hit me up on Facebook, comment on this. I respond to every single comment, I promise. And let me know what you think about this.
I have to remind him to respond to every single comment, so.
Okay, forgive me if I'm definitely a little nervous because people are paying attention to me. Sheesh, thanks! But anyway, I do really want to know, what do you guys think about this? Because personally, I like the investigative research that we're doing, but because we don't really have anything definitive, obviously we won't, I'm really so skeptical because I want more. I want more, that way we can just flip on the hype lights and let's get on that train.
Or like normal people who, you know, don't go digging for stuff like this, you know, we can wait until they announce it. Like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like you're new to this thing.
You know, we could be normal for once, Mr. Gamer.
Well, yes, but we wouldn't be in the business that we were in right now if we were normal, now would we?
You know what? That's okay. I got you. You're never having caffeine again this late, though.
But with that being said, be sure to hit me up. Be sure to enjoy our wonderful faces at ASIN.
And if you're at the Chicagoland area or in Rosemont, essentially, please find us. You can feed Mr. Gamer. He's going to be very hungry.
I mean,
he's going to be sweating
a lot, like,
and hungry.
You've seen Bowser. And I hope you've been to a convention. It's hot! But
you got this.
I hope so. With that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty Duvall.
Signing off.